where the plays in this season are concentrated on contemporary works, we also want to alternate our repertoire here at the NAC with works of the classical theater and works from the world stage. It's really important that we measure our own ideas and our own practice by the methods and means of other times and places. And with that in mind, we're adding to our program a project called The Ark. That's right, as in Noah's Ark. And it's a big, huge, 40-cubit long ship of play development. And it's play development that also includes the director, the designer, the actor. And in it, we're going to be looking at plays from the Renaissance, from the 17th century. And here's a canon of work that is so explosive that really, in history, redefined theater as we know it. So I thought it'd be a great period to look to for our upcoming 2007-2008 season, where we're going to be looking at plays of the Renaissance. And one of the things I love are plays of the Jacobean period, which just is a little bit after Shakespeare. And here you get these wild revenge dramas with the aristocrats going crazy, looking for political and personal and passionate revenge. And then they have these sort of kooky subplots with a merchant and his wife. And the best description I've ever heard of these plays is that they're like Quentin Tarantino meets Coronation Street. And it is kind of perfect because you'll get these sort of little domestic dramas and then these huge bloody revenge spectacles. And we're going to, with a company, spend 3 weeks investigating these plays. We'll be working with historians, with movement specialists, voice specialists, dancers, and trying to just do a sort of study into what we're calling the Jacobean imagination. And on December 8th and 9th, we're going to have a very special sneak peek into that exploration and work. And we're assembling right now a very exciting company of actors, some of the best classical and contemporary actors in the country, as well as directors, designers, and playwrights who will be looking at the Renaissance as a source of inspiration. So it's a little glimpse of what you might see in following years.